Waverly Brewing has, without a doubt, the most fascinating and interesting taproom I have ever visited. Part of the look comes from what Roy Fisher and his team created when they built Waverly Brewing, and part of it comes from the actual artwork on display each month, all from local artists and all for us to enjoy or actually buy and own. Founder and head brewer Roy Fisher and I got together for a few Waverly Brewing craft beers a few days ago and talked about some of their newest beers.
We are definitely a small batch brewery. I make about 200 to 250 gallons at a time, so there's always something new coming out here at Waverly. We've got a peach sour coming up, which was a big hit last summer, so I couldn't let it go without brewing it again. Really excited. Good summertime, late summertime brew. It's quite tart, but it's got a nice peachy finish to it, so I'm really happy to have Resting Peach Face back.
And Resting Peach Face is just one of the great beers you can experience this Labor Day weekend. Here's another.
I used a new hop called Wakatoo from New Zealand. It is a very lemon-lime-forward hop with some really cool notes, and I used a lot of it in this new beer called Whack Job, and it is a session IPA. So it's about 4.5%, easy drinking, but with enough hops to not clobber your palate in the summertime.
And the ideas keep coming. Waverly Brewing just finished up a collaboration brew with Abolitionist Ale Works in Charlestown, West Virginia, called Mama Cask, a 13% ABV strong ale aged with cherries in a Chardonnay French oak barrel. And this year, as part of their fourth anniversary celebration at the end of October, Roy Fisher is already making plans to bring back Count Chocula, a monster cereal stout.
I love pouring breakfast cereal in the mash. That's one of my favorite things.
How much Count Chocula goes into your Count Chocula stout?
Oh, I think we did 40 boxes last time. we just ran out to every market who carries Count Chocula, bought about 40 to 50 boxes, and we actually mash in with Count Chocula and fortify it with a little bit of cacao nibs.
Waverly Brewing is located at the corner of Union Avenue and Clipper Mill Road, next to the Jones Falls in Hamden. With three spectacular summer days on tap for the weekend, put visiting Waverly Brewing as one of your things to do. You'll love every minute of it. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Red Brick Station on the Avenue in White Marsh. Great food, great beer, great fun. Find them on Facebook for more.